Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Coming up on WBUR's Morning Edition, after a program testing women for potential space travel was canceled 60 years ago, one of the women involved is finally getting her chance and is expected to become the oldest space traveler. Now the forecast and tropical storm Elsa, which is making her way here. The entire Massachusetts coast is under a tropical storm warning. The state is under a flash flood watch. For more on this, we're joined by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Deborah.
So where is Elsa right now?
So right now it's off the coast of New Jersey, continuing to spin off towards the north fairly quickly. We'll be off our coastline later on this afternoon and then heading up towards the Gulf of Maine this evening.
And so there's rain in some places right now. When does it really start to pick up?
Yeah, so the rain this morning, kind of the extension of Elsa a little bit, and also we had a frontal system kind of stalled out over us, so not really associated with the core of the storm. And as we get towards, say, about 11 o'clock this morning, 10 o'clock, I think it'll start to creep across the south coast, southeastern Massachusetts, and then really start to pour probably between about 10:30 and 11:30 this morning. And we could see at that time, you might see 1, maybe even 2 inches of rain in an hour. So this is really heavy stuff. It's the kind of thing like in the winter when we're talking about a storm coming in, it's going to really snow really hard, really fast, and you want to get off the roads. It's the same thing with the rain, because it's going to be coming down so hard in eastern Massachusetts all the way back through Worcester and perhaps even west of there that it's just going to be difficult to travel for several hours here this afternoon.
So how worried should we be about flooding?
Well, it's the type of flooding that's really temporary flooding. So it will fill up some streets and you're going to see places. You know, I know, for example, Route 9 around the Natick Framingham area often gets flooded. Storrow Drive often gets flooded. I think we're going to see that type of flooding where there will be roads where we have what we call flash flooding. All of a sudden, you're going to get mounds of water coming in, but it'll also leave fairly quickly once things stop later on this afternoon, because it's going to stop fairly fast. It's really this intense burst of heavy rain late morning to early afternoon, and then it's pretty much out of here.
And what about the winds?
So the winds are going to be strongest south of Boston, over Cape Cod and the island. So the storm's going to probably track up through, let's say, around Buzzards Bay and then maybe just south of Plymouth. And on that track, the right side is the windier side. So that's where the winds will be strongest, from Provincetown down through Hyannis, Chatham, Nantucket. And there, winds could gust 40, 50, even over 60 miles an hour for a period of time here, late morning into the early and even middle part of the afternoon, first from the east-southeast, and then from the west-southwest as the storm goes by, they'll get sort of the backlash winds. Now, as you get inland towards Boston, it still will become breezy, and some of those winds could gust between 20 and 40 miles an hour, but certainly not the extent of the wind you're going to see along the coastline. However, one thing to keep in mind is that with all the dense foliage around here, and of course we've had so much rain, everything's just lush, it looks tropical, that even the winds of 30 miles an hour will get captured by the leaves, and that can take down trees a little bit easier. So in the winter, we wouldn't be as concerned with power outages because the wind just whips through the branches. This time of the year, it gets caught, and so it probably takes down more branches than the wind would otherwise dictate in a wintry scene.
And when does it move out? You said it's quick. What does the weekend look like, just briefly?
Yeah, so the weekend right now, partly sunny, up near 80 both days, chance of showers both days. I think a little better chance on Saturday, but Sunday afternoon and night, there could be a few more showers as well. We'll start to warm up during the middle part of the week.
And we should be clear by early evening, you would say, from the storm?
Yeah, it's not going to be clear like, oh, look, there's rainbows and sunshine, but we won't have the heavy rain around here. And the winds will definitely be subsiding during the evening.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much. We'll be speaking with you throughout the day today.
You're welcome.